fun, huh, Willie?
I'm having too much fun.
Let's say thank you to this gentleman for having the idea to get us all here together tonight. Uncle Willie Kay.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Tita of the world, the mistress of the airwaves, Miss Radio Free forever and ever from Manao Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my personal mama-san, my dear friend, my sister. I just found out we can dance together. She's the first person. I never thought that she can dance with fat people.
I don't. And I only dance with muscular men.
Oh, all this muscle, thanks you, sweetheart. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, once again for Miss Kathy Collins. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, Will. All right.
Well, we're ready, girl. We're ready.
We ready? All right, everybody. Put your hands together for Willie Kay and the Warehouse Blues Band.
Thank you.
Something. Wearing all of this shit makes a man tired. I don't know how a couch can do it, but damn. Woo-wee. Maui. Thank you for the showing the respect of a musical genre that is slowly fading away. Thank you for coming to see what was happening. I know you're all here to hear Billy Gibbons, but I gotta make my speech because that's what I'm getting paid for this shit. But thank you so much for coming and being part of an idea that I think will put Hawaii on the map for a whole different reason. I wanted to dedicate this song, and I have to dedicate a song to my mother. And the only reason is I'm just glad the woman decided to have me. Mom, you all there? Like I thought so. She's probably at some friend's house drinking her Miller Lite. My mom is the most interesting individual, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who ever had any kind of interaction with Willie K on some of his bad days and stuff like that, if you met my mom, you go, oh, now I know why he's like that. You know? But my mother, she's all right. I'm going to say she's all right. I love her no matter what. She's a tough woman. She's been through it all. Growing up with a man who loved to play jazz most of his life. The influence off of this individual has been inspirational and created this monster you see in front of you. I love you too. At a very young age, I was turned into a whole different genre of music. From blues, to swing, to jazz, to Nina Simone. This is dedicated to those of you as well who loves jazz, R&B, eclectic music that you would never expect coming out of a pure Hawaiian man who sits in front of you. If this isn't love, then would I be the same? Would my every thought with just and would I? gentlemen, Mr. Phil Smith. So 2 years ago, I decided to release a blues CD called Warehouse Blues. I actually want to go beyond the hula skirt. And this is for our visitors out there. That every time when you see a Hawaiian with a ukulele, you think that we all know over the freaking rainbow. What was really cool about this was that when I decided to do this particular genre, all of my past life started coming through the closet. My whole life with my ex-wife, I mean, crap that I dealt with in high school when cheerleaders wouldn't even look at me. I wrote songs about all that shit. And this one is dedicated to my ex-wife. The song is called Kiss of the Spider Woman. And they asked, why do you call it the Spider Woman? I said, because when that succubus get you caught in her web, she will suck every living inch out of your life. And you never met this woman. But my God, what a beautiful song it turned out to be. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Carol, this is for you. the right side of woman looks so very nice. The torment you inside your mind for the one so bright. All the diamonds in the world will never satisfy. With you up so very hard, way down deep inside. Before you say I do, my friend, let me tell you this. You gotta know some things about her, cause I wasn't sick. The teacher, drag you from the door. Betray you, persuade you, toss you out the door, just in her out. Some friends, ladies and gentlemen. Some friends who currently got off of the road and decided to relax here on the island of Maui, their home. And then I decided to text message them and say, hey, you want to come and jam with us? And brother agreed. And so I'm really happy for his love and aloha. And if you met him personally, you would understand that this guy is pure Hawaiian when it comes to the word aloha. Put your hands together, Mr. Pat Simmons. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're gonna work this in puppy. We're gonna make this in rock. Yeah. This next song is about cheerleaders that never really liked me in high school. Now, they're trying to friend my ass on Facebook. Poking me and shit. And that's when I gave up on Facebook. Because I was like, damn, now you want me to play for your baby luau and shit? For free. I went, girl, you didn't even think twice to look at me when I was coming your way. And now you want me to play for your grandkids and everything else. And I said, you know, I was nice. I said, okay, so I returned my message. I said, yeah, okay, cool, yeah. I'll play for it, no problem, yeah. $50,000. I want it to hurt, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Big G called, ladies and gentlemen. Big G called. We ready? We ready? Let me hear you say yeah. Too bad. This is what I love to say. Love only knows. Do it again. Do it again. This song is dedicated to Her Royal Highness, the Queen of Mana'a Radio, Miss Kathy Collins. Let me hear your hound dogs howl out there. Let me hear your hound dogs howl out there.
Come on!
The evening wouldn't be complete. Hang on, let me turn off this reverb. The evening wouldn't be complete if I did not have a female vocalist from Hawaii. And if I had to pick one that could cover this genre tonight, will be the only best. This is my girlfriend from Honolulu. Don't worry, my wife knows about her. I don't like everybody creating rumors. My wife knows about her. This is my best friend. This is my tita. This is my personal drinking buddy when I go Oahu. Because there's nothing better than drinking with a tita who can outdrink your ass. You know what I mean? Because then life doesn't get difficult. It doesn't get complicated. It just gets done. And I am so happy that she wanted to join and be part of this hui that we created for you, Maui. Please put your hands together for Miss Lehua Kalima. Thank you. God.
My Lord.
Oh, I wish I was 180 pounds.
And life is like a song.
Voice of Hawaii, the angel of sound, Hawaii Songbird, Lehua Kanuma. Come on, people! Once again, put your hands together for Miss Lehua Kalima. And also, put your hands together for my boys. They work really hard. This is the first year we ever rehearsed. Ever. Mr. Avi Ronin on guitar over there. Chris Thomas on drums. Mr. Phil Smith. And Gilbert Imata on keyboards and Brian Como on piano. My next guest I would like to introduce to you right now has always come and visited these beautiful islands since the 80s, late 70s. And I believe that he and his hui was probably the first superstar rock group that ever decided to move on the island of Maui. I believe, because it was always, you know, it was always about, you know, what they were doing and stuff like that. And brother used to come and jam with me all the time. I don't think he remembers that, but that's his fault, not mine. At least I remember. You know what I say? And we got the DI working on this, yes. I'd like to introduce him right now, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together for Maui's newest homeboy, His Lordship, Mr. Mick Fleetwood.
Yow. I can tell you've been having a very good time. Way more to come. This man has put his heart and soul into his music like he has this evening. So it's all of our pleasures and honor to be on stage with Mr. Willie Kay.
A few years back, I was part of Mick Fleetwood's Island Rumors band, and I had a really incredible experience playing a lot of Fleetwood Mac songs that I never thought that I knew, because most of the songs when they started playing, I go, oh, I remember that song. You know, it was just one of those mistakes and stuff like that. And, I'm sorry, but can it help, huh? You know what I mean? Listen to the radio. I don't listen to who's singing them. I just go, oh, wow, I like that song. And then I learn how to play them, you know? Yeah. So I had to finally really be re-educated on His Royal Highness. One particular moment when we were together, he asked me if I could learn a song. And I said, yeah, there was one that I really, really liked. And was written by the theater named Christy McVie. Song was like this. I kind of combined it with another brother. What's his name? Joe Cocker. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Combined it together with this song, these two songs, only because I had the privilege of, Hawaiian boy. Real cool, I know. I had the privilege of performing for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And to me, that was a big deal. You are so beautiful. To me, you are so beautiful. To me, you everything I hold. Thank you. keep you from the cold. Talking drum, please put your hands together. Maui's own Mick Fleetwood.
Mr. Willie Kay. I can also let a few of you here keep a lovely secret, which is not really a secret, but our lovely Christine McVie is rejoining my band, Fleetwood Mac.
So Maui, wasn't this great? Would you like to see this every year? To have all of our superstars that moved to this island come and hang out and play music for you. Like this, with a local pure Hawaiian man. How's that, eh? Not bad, huh? I tell you, I always consider myself to be blessed every time I get on a stage. But under the eyes of my father, my Ohana, and Keakua, nothing can happen unless they agree along with me. So I always give thanks to them. And how about a big round of applause for this great evening where everybody thought it was going to rain.
Good time about now, you know it. Really good. Can we tear it up tonight? Can we tear it up?
We gotta tear it up.
So big and tall. time. Good bunch up here. Did you give them a big round of applause? Yeah. That Gilbert over there tickling the ivories, you know, Willie King on the chair there. A fantastic Albie over here on the guitar. Jerry on that big bottom in the bass now. Mr. Chris back there pounding the skins, and Mr. Fleetwood over there. I went, y'all, a lot of y'all know, Nick's got a new restaurant up right behind him. Yeah. If you haven't been, you gotta go. And we were sitting around talking. I said, well, what are we gonna do? He said, we can do anything. You gotta ask Willie. I said, Willie, what are we gonna do? He said, we can do anything we wanna do. Because we're in Maui. There's no rules. Well, almost no rules. They said, wait a minute, I got two rules. First rule is, no drinking during the gospel songs. I said, what's rule number two? No gospel songs.
Oh,
have mercy on that one now. Oh, it's a good blues night. We gotta dust it off. How about a little Rock Me Baby? Yes, sir. Wanna start it off? Getting low down here tonight.
They like to get down with you, I can guarantee you that.
Oh. Well, since we're on it, can we do some more blues for you tonight? Are you with us tonight?
know you've been here before. I love the woman and learned a lesson that I can't forget.
Yeah. band like that, how about another 100 ones? Oh, Lord. Now, we've been knocking around. Did we dare do this next thing?
Yes,
we dare do it. Just say we're going to do it.
Brother, you do whatever you want. We're going to do this until we get arrested. Listen.
Somebody turn out the lights and call the law there. We're going to stay here for a long time. I don't know if we'd dare do this. Y'all can sing along with it if you want to. Time now.
ready for this? Are y'all ready for this? Let me hear you say hell yes. Hey, buddy. You think we can bring Pat Simmons on top of this one?
That's all right, man.
Come on, Pat. Pat Simmons, beat him.
Thank you.
real pleasure being out here with y'all tonight. One more time for Willie K putting this all together. We're gonna do it again, baby.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please, with a great
Maui Aloha, Mr. Billy Gibbons.
Can we go one more time?
Let's go all night long,
I'm
the top. Last night at rehearsal, he said, Willie K, I want to do this again. Maui, would you like to see him again? What do you think, Billy?
It's coming to me, here it is. Nobody, we're gonna lock that front door.
Here next year, right? For the third annual Willie K.